Afternoon.
Tough talking by the Prime Minister, saying he's serious, deadly serious about the possibility that Britain could leave. Did that encourage you that he's going in a strong footing?
Well, I'd like to think that would be the case, but I think his history has been one of flopping around on the issue. I think it's pretty unlikely that he really means what he says.
Well, he was very clear. He said, "I don't have any emotional attachments to the institutions of the EU, but I have a very strong emotional and practical attachment to asking questions for the good of Britain, essentially." Do you think there are compromises that he could find that would make you change your mind?
I think the key for me, apart from the business arguments, would be that the English law is supreme over European law, and that we get to make our own decisions on trade and our own laws again. So I find it pretty unlikely that would be the case. But yeah, we're open to persuasion.
He's writing, we know, to the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, tomorrow with a letter that will set out the changes he's looking for. Mm. What would you like then to see in that letter, building on what you've just said about possible compromises you like?
Well, I think it's pretty much as I just stated previously. You know, that the UK law would have to be supreme over European law, and then we decide which laws we sign up to and which we don't.
We see this letter coming. How do you think it will play in Brussels? I mean, do you think there is this potentially, this view of the British Prime Minister as not being serious to this point, that he's been bluffing and that he's not ready to pull out, and if they just hang tight, they can make him do what they want?
I think you've answered your own question. But, you know, I think the key to it has been that on many occasions he's stated he wants to stay inside the European Union, whatever the outcome of the negotiation. And as a businessman, I know that's a pretty poor place to start. You've always got to be prepared to walk away from it. And now if he is beginning to change his tune and say that, that's great. But the track record has been one of, you know, ducking and diving on the issue, so I'm not convinced.
He was talking to the CBI, of course, and the CBI Director General John Cridland quoted as saying the majority of CBI members want to be in a reformed EU, that if the Prime Minister comes back with the right deal, they will support it. What do you make of that?
Look, the CBI represents 1% of British business. 99% of businesses are small and medium-sized businesses. Within our campaign, we've recently launched a business section to it and signed up 3,000 people in a couple of weeks. The CBI really represents the top 1%. They actually, in a strange way, likes the regulation, likes the big rules, because it puts other people, you know, at a disadvantage. 95% of businesses in the UK do not trade or export to the European Union, and therefore, by definition, 100% of the rules apply to them. So we don't really see it as a representative organisation of British business, but of big business.
Just a final thought. We said in our introduction that the Prime Minister had been heckled by anti-EU campaigners. I don't think from your organisation, but are interventions like that helpful, do you think?
No, I think it's childish, and I think this is a very serious matter, and it's better to conduct matters in a way that the British public will see that we're serious about what we mean. So I'm not a great fan of that kind of approach.
Okay. Aaron Banks.
Okay, demonstrating outside, but certainly not inside and heckling people.
Okay, very good to speak to you. Aaron Banks from the Leave.eu campaign. Thank you.